This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. I'm just waiting for a minute for my next author. Again, I have all these lovely connections. And the next book I'm going to talk about is a Nat Geo book. I've already been promoting it on my website. I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper. A National Geographic book is always a thrill for me. And David Litschweiger has written a book called Octopus, Seahorse, Jellyfish. What a book. Hyde, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, well, David, this book is so beautiful. Really, I've spent hours with this book. I go through it, and then I go back, and I go back through it again. The writing is wonderful. The photography is amazing. Obviously, you love octopus, seahorse, and jellyfish, and let's talk about them.
Well, yes, I guess it's a letter of affection. In a certain sense, for these creatures, I had the great pleasure to be introduced to most of them by scientists and aquarists, people in public aquariums that take care of these creatures and breed them and share them. So I have the great pleasure and honor and privilege to work with a lot of people whose enthusiasm and care for these creatures is beyond what I would be individually capable of.
Let's start with the octopus. I love all the photographs. And tell us about what you discovered. One tends to want to say octopi, but I know it's octopuses.
I think, you know, octopi, I think both are actually accepted by Webster's Dictionary, but the fact is octopus is a Greek word, so octopuses is actually more correct. And octopus come in a range of sizes from little tiny, you know, 1-inch tall adult, 1-inch long, to, you know, the giant Pacific octopus. They're relatively short-lived. The coastal varieties, the deep sea ones, are, you know, long lived because they live down in the dark and the cold. But their metabolism is sort of high speed. They're, you know, magnificent creatures. They grow really fast. They don't have any backbone. They have a really small brain, but they have a neural network that's fantastic that we're just learning about. So their intelligence doesn't come from their brain. It comes from their neural network, which is an entirely different way of being from us. So I find that fascinating and wondrous. And they're truly, you know, extraordinary, you know, different from us.
When I was going through the book and I see the varieties, the amazing, sometimes the colors, the shapes of their tentacles, what I wonder about is, you know, they are such beautiful animals. And I'm hoping that more people will understand, as you said, we're learning more and more about just in general neural systems because of their very interesting and complex system of neurons.
Yeah, it's a distributed network rather than, it'll be really interesting to see, you know, what we can learn. But to me, that just shows how much there is to learn about all of the world. There's a jellyfish called the crystal jellyfish that I had the privilege to photograph that is the source of green fluorescent protein, which is used in microbiology as a marker for protein. And so just the contribution to human well-being that a single species of quote-unquote lowly jellyfish can provide us with is fantastic. And so that's amazing.
In this book, one of the things that I found fascinating, and again, what Nat Geo does to preserve and conserve animals is so important. All of the work that they've been doing for over 100 years to make people aware of the importance of protecting animals. In the chapter about seahorses are so beautiful, and I was shocked. I had no idea the number of seahorses that are killed each year for no reason. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, seahorses, unfortunately, live quite near us often. You know, they seagrass beds are under tremendous pressure from agricultural runoff and other near coastal disturbances. Those habitats are subject to global warming and also oceanification changes the makeup of coral reefs. So there's incredible pressure, but we have the opportunity to address.
Well, I hope so, because it is very, very sad that we are losing, I think in the book it mentions 90% of the seahorse population. And so much of it is they're deliberately farming these seahorses for trinkets, for jewelry, for just to, it's ridiculous. Anyone who buys any of this, if they're they're on vacation and they buy dried, you know, seahorses, it's a shame. You should not do that. And to buy it, you know, for trinkets, it's ridiculous because they are such lovely. Aren't they amazing? The way they work and the way they move?
Yeah, they're beautiful. I mean, it's subset of pipefish, and there's actually only about 50 species of seahorses worldwide, but they're so perfectly adapted to their niche that, you know, they're a fish that doesn't actually swim very well, but they don't need to, and they're so precisely fit into their ecological niche in a magnificent way, and recognizing that and seeing how well made they are and how long they've been around and how widespread they are in these little tiny niches. You know, they're extraordinary, magnificent creations in and of themselves that are worthy of our affection.
You enjoy working with small animals, I think.
I do. I'm fascinated with, you know, most of the diversity of life is less than an inch long. So, you know, we're big, lumbering creatures in a certain sense. Kind of the 800-pound gorilla in the room. But if we take the time to look closely, there's a lot of joy and fascination in participating in the beauty of the natural world.
Definitely. And you've done a beautiful job with this book, again, a National Geographic book. And I love the essays by Elizabeth Colbert, Jennifer Holland, and Olivia Judson. And, of course, your photographs. The book is called Octopus, Seahorse, Jellyfish. I hope that people will get this book. It's the kind of book that you want to keep. You go through it. A wonderful gift book. We're going to be coming up pretty soon on Mother's Day and Father's Day. And, a Nat Geo book is the best gift in the world because people can give flowers, but a book that stays on the coffee table is a treasure. If you're looking for a book to give to somebody, this book is lovely. Your photography is amazing. The colors, the octopus with the blue. That blue is so brilliant and so beautiful. I was just stunned by it.
Yeah, those guys are great. But that blue is also a warning. That's not an octopus that you want to touch. Highly poisonous, but a spectacular creature. But they're only about 4 inches or 5 inches across. They're small, but they're totally lovely.
It's wonderful that you managed to capture the personality of an octopus. I love the southern keeled one with his big eye and his, what you know, the big sack behind it. Looks like a face. You've just captured it perfectly.
Yeah, that was a really lovely creature. That was a great day, that one.
Their eyes are just mesmerizing. You want to just stare into them just right across the board, every one. I love the close-ups of the eyelids. That's difficult photography.
Yeah, and the octopus where you can actually see the shape of its cornea, the lens of its eye. I learned that, you know, an octopus's eye is actually, from an evolutionary point of view, a better design than ours, you know, physically, because the light-sensitive, the retina is in front, whereas the light sensitive portion of our retina is behind the blood supply. So we have to have this tremendous brain in order to have all this software to fix our vision, whereas an octopus's eye is actually seemingly a better design. Now, some scientists would take serious issue with me saying that because evolution doesn't need to get it perfect. It just needs to get it good enough.
Well, what camera do you use to get these close-ups of such tiny animals?
I use a digital DSLR made by Canon for the most part. but there are many cameras capable of the same feats of resolution. But I love, you know, the current technology and how it makes more things possible.
Well,
you know, every day.
Well, they are just beautiful. All your photographs are beautiful. And I want to thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. Again, everyone should get a Nat Geo book as a gift all the time. These are the books. One thing about Nat Geo books, I can tell you, no one ever gives them away. They are really treasured books. In a household that has Nat Geo books, the Nat Geo books always take pride of place because people just love to see them and to read them, because the quality is top-notch, and of course the photographers and the writers are always the best, and you are among the very, very best. By the way, I love that one, the pot-bellied seahorse. I was thrilled with that photograph.
That's pretty good. I mean, I think a male seahorse giving birth was a fantastic thing to be able to see.
Exactly that. It's not, in the news, always talking about pregnant males. Well, in the case of a seahorse, the male is the pregnant one, and how you capture that photograph is amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I went to a place in Tasmania that raises seahorses. It's kind of a seahorse farm, so to speak, and they help aquariums be able to show and share seahorses with the world, without further extracting them from the wild. It was a fantastic place to be able to visit, and a great opportunity to be able to show how they do it.
It's a brilliant photograph, and I would think it's an award-winning photograph, because you don't see that every day. That's really a fantastic, fantastic photograph. And again, thank you so much for being on the program today. David Litschwager, is there a website you want people to go to, or...
There's a National Geographic magazine article out this month about seahorses in particular. And there's the book. There's my own website, litschwager.com, LITTSCHWAGER.COM. And...
Okay. Well, and I love the spelling of your name. So it's real easy, actually, to find, because there are not too many people who have LII. So it makes it real easy to find you. Well, again, thank you so much, and thank Nat Geo for making this possible. It's a wonderful book, and I really appreciate you being on Joy on Paper today.
I really appreciate it, too. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye. Nat Geo books are priced right. They are the very, very best books to give as a gift. And we're going to be talking a lot about the different books for Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up. Bye-bye now.